It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Richard Hake. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is now also a candidate for president, and that could have implications for his home state. Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio joins us now to discuss a flurry of conservative policy moves that Christie is now undertaking. Hi, Matt.
Hi there, Richard.
So the governor's been staking out some new policy positions as he's vying for the Republican Party's nomination. You've been covering him in New Jersey for years. What is he talking about now that sounds different to you from his previous stances?
The most obvious is guns. On the night before his announcement, he issued a regulatory change that fast-tracks gun applications for victims of domestic abuse. And even though he once said he supported New Jersey's tough gun laws, he issued an executive order at the same time, the night before his announcement, that creates a commission to study whether New Jersey's gun laws are constitutional. Also, he describes some gun control proposals in New Jersey as crazy. I wonder whether Christie could try to make New Jersey a bit of his conservative experiment as he runs. Unlike other candidates, he's got an advantage because he's a sitting governor of a state where the governor has extraordinary constitutional powers. He can actually enact conservative policies, while former Governor Jeb Bush, for example, can just talk about them. And that's part of the reason why Christie has no plans to resign now that he's running. He also pulled New Jersey out of the Common Core education standards, which conservatives loathe. And last week, he signed a law deepening a tax cut for the working poor. This was a position that Democrats endorsed, but its immediate benefit is for Christie, who is now boasting about cutting income taxes in New Jersey. And finally, on the eve of the announcement, he vetoed funding for family planning clinics like Planned Parenthood. Now, he's done this before, and like he always does, he said this was redundant funding for health services covered by other programs. But recently, when speaking to conservative audiences about this, he cites these vetoes as evidence of how he's run New Jersey as a pro-life governor.
So, Matt, how does the way he talks about these issues kind of jibe with his campaign motto, which we heard yesterday, telling it like it is?
That is really the test of this campaign. Reporters will scrutinize these positions because he has held himself up to this high standard of not flip-flopping and not being blindly partisan. And there's evidence of that. And you remember how he stood up to Republicans in Congress who were withholding Superstorm Sandy aid. His new positions on Social Security reform, like raising the retirement age and cutting benefits for those who make more than $200,000 in retirement income, those are legitimately tough positions to take. And then yesterday on Fox News, in an interview with Sean Hannity, he gave something of a tell-like-it-is answer when defending his belief that gay people are born gay.
So that kind of puts you at odds with the Catholic Church. How do you reconcile that?
It's hard to reconcile it, but Sean, you know, I've seen it in my own family. I believe that people are born with their sexual preference. And so I don't believe that God would allow that to happen and keep someone in a perpetual state of sin that they couldn't change.
But other than that, you're not hearing a lot of Christie arguing with the conservative base. For example, he's probably the most outwardly hawkish candidate running right now. In recent days, he has called for warplanes over the South China Sea. He wants regular American troop movements in Eastern Europe to send a message to Vladimir Putin and a fence on part of the U.S.-Mexican border.
Sounds a little like Donald Trump there. These are the messages Christie brought to New Hampshire yesterday immediately after announcing. So how's the start of his campaign going?
Well, not so good for me. I had two flights canceled to New Hampshire. But Christie did a town hall meeting there last night. He has another one tonight, a third in the morning. And he took a last-minute detour this morning to Maine, where Governor Paul LePage endorsed him. Now, if there's anyone with a more controversial mouth in America than Christie, it's LePage. He has said that Obama hates white people, and a few weeks ago, he had joked about shooting a political cartoonist. But despite LePage's controversy and some of his popularity problems in Maine, Christie can hang his hat on the fact that he got this endorsement, and maybe he can get some help from LePage in the areas of New Hampshire that border Maine.
Okay, New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz. Matt, hopefully your next flights to the primary states aren't canceled.
Thank you, Richard.